Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You can bring up anything you want to discuss here. And the number is available for you at 603-283-6160. You can also call in on our SIP line at sip.freetalklive.com to learn more about that. Sip.freetalklive.com is how you learn how to do that. Here in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Mark.
And Aria.
Of course, you can bring up anything you want. That is the point here on Free Talk Live. There's not a lot to really cover today from the Crypto 6 trial. It was probably the least interesting, the most boring day so far. It was just basically a day where they have what they call the case agent, who apparently is some special FBI agent who gets to sit in and watch the entire trial. Normally when you are a witness in a case, they sequester you. And all of the witnesses so far in the Crypto 6 trial have been sequestered, meaning that they don't get to see the trial going on before they take the stand.
Oh, okay. Interesting. But
this woman, for some reason, because she's the so-called case agent, I still don't know what that means or why it's special or whatever, but she just gets to sit in there the whole time and watch all the witnesses testify. So anyway, she's been getting up there. They got into my laptop. They cracked the password, the Linux encryption password on my laptop. Took them.
Is that amazing or not?
No, it was a short password, so it wasn't. It was a eight-character password. It took about 5 weeks.
All passwords only take us time. It's just a matter of how much time you're going to make them take.
Right. Yeah. So it took them about 5 weeks to get into it. So they got into your phone.
I was wondering.
What was the password?
They got into my phone, but not my laptop. And they seem to have gotten into your laptop, but not your phone.
That's correct. Yeah, they didn't get into my phone. They did get into your phone. They did get into Renee's and Andy's phones. And so
I thought they provided access.
Not to my knowledge.
Okay. Well, that's
so
good. Today was a boring day, I think, because
it was just this woman going through all these files, basically, that were found on these devices.
My impression of today, and this was the first day that I had actually attended the trial, but my impression was, but there were reasons prior to that, but my impression was that, I mean, for months, for the better part of a year, they had been building this trial to go against you and me.
Yes, that's right.
And I feel like today was a remnant of that. Mm-hmm. So today was mostly evidence against me and conspiracy between you and me, presumably.
It wasn't actually evidence against you for any actual crime. That's the thing. Like, they put up a bunch of quote-unquote evidence showing
like
that
someone saying, okay, Aria, to me. Like, literally, that was part of the evidence released today, was someone saying, okay, Aria.
They showed that I had agreements in place with you and other people that we were working with to help people connect with Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. They found these things on both my laptop and physical reality in the filing cabinet that you're sitting next to here when they raided the studio. By the way, the laptop files that they found were all sitting on this computer too, so it's not like they had to crack into anything. They could have just taken it right off an unencrypted hard drive as well. So it makes it sound like, ooh, he's hiding something, right? But the same files were here.
That's how it was on my phone too. It's like, we have all these screenshots and stuff. I'm like, you could have just gotten those from like Google Photos. I mean, you didn't have to.
And they had access to Google as well.
Yeah. You didn't have to spend 9 months cracking the encryption on my phone. You just did, which is fine. I mean, but nothing that they gained wouldn't have been found by just like looking, going to Google and seeing what I had on Google Photos.
Yeah. Well, that's because we did not think we were doing anything that was illegal, and still,
there's no need to hide it. We weren't broadcasting screenshots and pictures and stuff publicly, but I was also not hiding it. I encrypt my phones and stuff because I'm a libertarian, and that's just sort of what we do. We're privacy-minded, but it wasn't like I was. There's a huge difference between closing your blinds in order to have sex with your partner and closing your blinds to do something illegal. Ours was just the former. We were just closing our blinds because that's what we do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you don't want to put your customer's business out there. And
right.
Now the federal government is doing that, but we didn't do it. And so anyway,
I'd like to also point out, I do security just because I want other people to, right? I want people's communication to generally be secure because the government loves to look and they'll take things that are innocuous and pointless and turn them into evidence of
things. Like someone saying to me, okay, Aria, ending up as evidence in a federal courtroom. And we're not exaggerating.
No. Nope.
It was literally
was one of the pieces.
Yes, it was literally a Telegram message I received from someone. All it said was, okay, Aria. Yeah. That was the full extent of it.
But you see, you talk to some of the same people I talk to, and so therefore that's proof that we were sharing customers with one another, and therefore that is proof of conspiracy to commit money laundering for the proceeds of wire fraud. Oh, wait, no, there's been no evidence whatsoever of that.
Weren't those charges all dismissed anyway?
No. No, okay. I'm still facing a conspiracy count.
But they dropped the money laundering. Oh, most of the money laundering charges.
They dropped some of the money laundering charges. There's still a money laundering charge for when a federal agent went undercover and tried to pretend like he was a heroin dealer, and I refused to sell him Bitcoin, even though I refused to sell him Bitcoin and then subsequently told him that he cannot use our vending machines in town. He went ahead and did it anyway, and they went ahead and charged me with money laundering for that, which is like
that's
the
completely
weakest.
Nonsensical.
Yeah, it's like the weakest possible money laundering charge ever. And then the other money laundering charge is a conspiracy to money launder charge where they're saying that I worked in tandem with somebody else. They seem to be suggesting you, Aria, in order to accept money from wire fraudsters in order to money launder for wire fraudsters, which, of course, we never did that. We never would have knowingly dealt with anyone like that, and we did everything we could to stop the wire frauds and other frauds from occurring. So that's the reality of it, but that's the picture they're going to try to paint, even though they haven't really gotten to that part yet. I don't know when they will.
And again,
get to it.
This was the first time I had been to the trial, and I'm sort of hoping that this number of mentions of me is like a freak accident. I mean, obviously I'm going to be brought up here and there, but it's not this consistent, is it?
Well, it seems pretty clear that they had a case for the two of you, right? Like they were prepared to prosecute the two of you,
and
they haven't gone
the
through
minute.
And really rewritten it.
No, they're just going. They're just going with it. No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All
so
their evidence there.
I'm
going
to continue to get mentioned quite a lot.
I think that's the case.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. As somebody who's gotten more than my fair share of mentions during this trial too, I've got to say it's nerve-wracking. I can only imagine what it's like for you, where they're trotting out evidence. In my case, it's just like sort of naming me at times.
Well, it's immaterial evidence to me, right? They can't charge me for anything that's revealed in there because they already knew about it prior to the case, and because of the terms of the plea deal, the only person it's truly nerve-wracking for has got to be Ian, and he's handling it remarkably well.
He didn't generally handles things well.
Right.
He doesn't jump to conclusions. Almost inhumanly is able to avoid jumping to conclusions. Therefore,
he's like Spock.
Yeah. But I think that in this case, it plays against him because, where the juror may say, oh, I would have figured out that this was a scam. Because all we've been hearing for the last 2 weeks is scam, 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 scam. Whereas you guys were buying and selling Bitcoin to people that, by and large, weren't scammers. And then maybe a couple of fraudsters here and there did their very best to look not scammy. And remember, they fooled lots of people, including a commercial real estate agent and a financial
advisor.
Who were both on the stand saying they got scammed.
Right.
So is Ian supposed to be more savvy than these people or less?
It's important to remember as well that, as they played in one of the audio clips, Ian said something like 3,000 successful trades on local Bitcoins or something to that effect.
Yeah.
Obviously, the prosecutors are just like the mainstream media at this point. They're not going to tell you about the news story of the guy who did acid and had a life-changing revelation and went on to become a better person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But they will tell you about that guy who tripped on acid and jumped out of a four-story window and broke his neck. Sure that's what will. We're dealing with here. They're not going to tell the jury about the 3,000 trades that you did on local Bitcoins that were successful and that weren't fraudulent and that everything went fine and everyone was happy. They're not even going to mention that.
They did make it to evidence, though. 3,000 trades. He claimed 3,000 trades. I think it might have been.
Because they played the audio where he himself said that.
That's All right. There's more coming up here. There's really not a whole lot else that went on today. It was just hours.
It was boring.
Of this bureaucrat just reading documents, reading evidence into the record, and Sisti didn't even have a chance to cross-examine, so, like, it's going to get more interesting tomorrow, for sure. So, more coming up here. We're going to get into the metaverse, plus Bankman has been indicted. We'll explain.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then, we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Mm-hmm.
6160. That's 603-283-6160 on what was a short day in the Crypto 6 trial. The trial started today at 11:30, so we got a little bit of an extra hour basically that we could sleep in this morning, hour or so.
That was it? It normally starts at 10:30?
No, it starts at 9, but, you know, we still had other things to do to get up. And if you've got a little extra time before court, you got to get other things done, especially if you're in courts 5 days a week. There's not a lot of time to get much else done. So it's Ian, Mark, and Aria here in the studio tonight. The other thing that happened today in court, they did break, thankfully, in the middle of this bureaucrat that was just reading documents for hours and hours.
It was very weird, but, you know, a lot of the libertarians were like, oh, the jury's got to be bored out of their minds. I think they've been libertarians too long, and they can no longer understand how the average person views this sort of thing.
Hmm.
Like, to these jurors, this is the highest honor. Sitting on a jury, this is their...
That's not true for everyone.
They're at church now. Some of them do, yes, but, like, this is their religion. This is their entire world. This is the best, most democratic, justice-oriented, we live in a democracy sort of... This symbolizes all of that to them. They're not bored at all. They're paying intense attention to this. This is world-defining for them. They're going to remember this for the rest of their lives, is that time I stood up for democracy and justice.
I mean, there are those people, and to be fair, Mark, the ones that really want to get out are able to get out.
Yeah, they pretty much get out.
I think that it probably does lean more towards what Aria is saying as far as the people that end up on these things, but not all of them want to, you know, really want to be there. They just feel like, okay, well, this is part of living in a civilized society.
Yeah, it's their sacred duty.
I've got to do this, and they're going to do the best they can, hopefully, which means that they will pay attention to all of the evidence. And
they seem to be paying a lot of attention when I was there today. I was getting some glares.
From the jurors?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But I kind of understand it. It's just a bunch of middle-aged white dudes probably never seen a trans person before, and then suddenly I walk in there, not like I own the place, but like I own the place, and I just sit down there, and I start taking notes and minding my own business, and Sissy eventually asked me, he was like, hey,
that's my defense attorney.
Yes, he was like, can you not come back in there later? Okay. And it was a really good call on his part because, I mean, he was right with all of the mentions that I was going to get for the rest of the afternoon. I didn't need to be in there.
Mm.
It wouldn't have been a good look.
So they interrupted this boring, just reading of documents for hours, finally, with an actual other witness who they had to take sort of in the middle of the first witness because they're flying these elderly folks in, these people that have been victimized by online scammers that have nothing to do with Aria and myself. We don't know who these scammers are, but these people were taken advantage of, and they were told by these scammers to purchase Bitcoin and gift cards and other things and whatever. And
no,
so,
but the one lady who testified today, she almost refused to admit that you did not know the scammer. The person, I forget what his name was, but it was obvious to everyone, hopefully even to the jury, that you didn't know the scammer, but she was extremely reluctant to admit that because in her mind, you're the whipping boy, you're the scapegoat, you're the one that she can have pilloried for this, and she doesn't want to even entertain to the jury the possibility that you weren't involved with this guy.
Well, the amusing part of it, this is the financial advisor gal, right?
Yeah, a retired financial advisor.
The one who didn't understand that when she deposits her money into a bank, they're stewards of her money and it's no longer actually her money, that lady?
She lost about $750,000, $800,000.
Yeah, it's really sad.
Guy who claimed to be from an oil rig and the oil rig parts were breaking and instead of Shell, the purported owner of the oil rig,
paying
to fix for
the parts,
say needed to talk
needed
to his girlfriend.
Yeah, the guy's girlfriend, which was apparently her, in order to get the payouts. This makes
ridiculous
no sense.
Ridiculous claim.
Make no sense. But the claim that doesn't make much sense either to me is if she can be fooled
as a financial advisor,
and then presumably you could be fooled that he is just she's trying to invest in Bitcoin. There's a lot of financial advisors out there who in the last 3 years have invested in Bitcoin.
Oh, an old lady who's retired and living in Florida wants to buy a fair amount of Bitcoin? Okay.
It's really sad to me.
They're the ones with money, and a lot of people are investing in Bitcoin, this time frame.
I really hope that members of the jury were sitting there going, good Lord, this lady's an idiot. Because, I mean, you can't say that as the defense, and, you know, your attorney can't say that. I mean, he could, but it's terrible. You don't want to get out there and be like, guys, this old lady's an idiot.
He didn't badger her. He's not badgering these witnesses.
But realistically, yes, she's stupid. That was moronic. Everything that I heard today about this, she sent $700,000 to someone that she had never even met.
Had she told someone about this?
Yeah, anyone.
They would have hopefully been able to, you know.
And it's just to point out, where were the hell were the bank tellers going? Why are you sending $300,000
to... She said they didn't ask. They didn't even ask.
I know. Yeah. But who did? Who
did? I did.
Who called her and asked her to make sure she wanted to actually do this?
Yeah.
The one person who did
is the guy who's the most evil son of Satan here.
Yep. I'm the one they're trying to put away for more than now 70 years, but it was 420 years before they dropped the supermajority of the charges right before trial.
Can I hear 99? Can I hear 89?
And now they're going after Bankman with an indictment unsealed today. He was arrested yesterday in the Bahamas after a lot of people were saying, you know, this guy's not going to be touched. And I was kind of thinking maybe they wouldn't go after him.
I didn't think he did anything that was actually illegal, right? I mean, there was a lot of stuff that was shady.
No, he defrauded people. Like,
oh, did he?
His system, FTX, whatever it was. I mean, I don't know for sure. I was never an FTX client, but
right.
But you know, normally when you deposit funds onto a Bitcoin exchange, it is represented as though they have those funds on hand.
Yes,
like that. The most that they would do.
Oh, he had fractional reserve cryptocurrency.
He loaned out, and he bought things with, you know, he did all kinds of things with his customer money, allegedly, right? Like, that's supposedly what went on with the FTX debacle, was he allegedly sent, you know, some amount of billions or whatever to his investment group, and they lost a bunch of money or whatever. I don't know all the details, but he took customer deposits from his exchange, and he did things that he was not authorized to do with those customer deposits, is what people are saying about this FTX situation, and he I don't think he's denied doing that. But when you deposit money on a crypto exchange, it shows your balance, right? It shows you, okay, you have a, you know, half a Bitcoin on this crypto exchange.
But theirs was just a number?
You don't think.
Well, it was denominated in his crap coin.
You don't think that behind the scenes that crypto exchange has actually been trading your coins without your consent or
especially for their garbage coins in order to prop it up.
Yeah. So
that was what he was doing. He was taking customers' funds and like loaning those out and hoping that he was going to make enough money to pay back
loaning them out to himself. Yeah, the Almeida Trading Company or whatever, which would then, it's a mess, a financial absolute mess.
Yeah, and they're now...
Why the hell was he in the Bahamas then?
So he wouldn't go to prison in the United States.
He thought he was going to be able to escape the U.S., I think, out there.
And the Bahamas, they'll extradite you.
That's what I would have thought, but somebody said they're a tough extradition country. I don't know if that's true or not, but they're certainly...
Doesn't seem to be the case.
We're going to find out, because he's in their custody right now, and he's apparently been denied bail by the Bahamian courts. There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160 plus. We'll get into the metaverse.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Flags will be lowered across Connecticut Wednesday to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the Sandy Hook School massacre. Governor Ned Lamont has ordered all local, state, and federal flags to have staff from sunrise to sunset tomorrow. 20 children and 6 teachers were shot and killed at Sandy Hook Elementary in Newtown on December 14, 2012. Airlines are optimistic this travel holiday rush will be not a repeat of the summer travel mess. United CEO Scott Kirby predicting smooth sailing on CNN.
The industry is running basically the best operation we ever had.
Kirby says it's a combination of airlines setting more reasonable flight schedules and more staffing for the FAA. He says those two factors means more buffer is built into the system. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Open if you want to join us. You can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. That is where you can go to learn the basics about cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. Just click Get Started right there at the top of the page at Bitcoin.com. You get all kinds of introductory information, and you really should take the time to learn some of the basics about why decentralized money is an important concept and why we should be making things permissionless and why Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash can help with those things. You go over to Bitcoin.com and you can learn about that. Once again, that is Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page. They also have their news section over at news.bitcoin.com. You can buy your first cryptocurrencies from Bitcoin.com as well. Again, that is Bitcoin.com. It's Ian, Mark, and Aria in the studio tonight. We'll get back into Bitcoin here because the big news in the crypto world today is that Sam Bankman, fraud, or whatever you want to call him, has been arrested in the Bahamas. We've been now
inside. He's Sam Bankman cooked now.
Well, not yet. You know, he's probably going to end up with a plea deal, and we'll walk away with, you know, very little jail time would be my guess on this. But
I mean, he'll be set for life after all of the hacks. quote, hacks that took place on his exchange right before all of this went down, or right as all of this went down.
Right after the bank bankruptcy, the exchange was hacked and hundreds of millions of dollars of crypto were looted from the then bankrupt institution.
Amazing how that happens.
All right.
So I mean, I totally understand. You know, you start going bankrupt, you can't pay your IT security people, your security starts collapsing, and next thing you know, you're vulnerable to hackers.
Or maybe it was the back door that Bankman programmed into his system from the very beginning.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's get into that later, because there's a story last night, Aria, that we teased. We ended up talking about the Crypto 6 trial all night last night, because yesterday was a much more interesting day in court. Today, not so much. It was all paperwork, basically.
It was more interesting to me.
Well, sure, but the average person, I think, watching that would have been stacking Z's.
Oh, through most of it, I was... The only reason I was even remotely interested is because, I mean, my friend was on trial.
But yesterday, what happened we didn't get to was a story about the metaverse, and we've been covering this over the last, last year or so of Free Talk Live. There's been all this buzz, and Mark, this is probably the first time you've talked about this topic with us here, and there's a ton of buzz, and it's all manufactured. There's not actual, like, from what we can tell, there's actually no one who's really excited about this, with the exception of these companies like Meta, which, of course, Facebook renamed itself to Meta a couple years ago after they purchased Oculus Rift back in 2013, I think it was.
It's been a while.
And they've been developing this whole idea of the virtual reality hardware and software.
Well, they've
and all
been
that.
Trying to. They're not very good at it.
Well, from what I can tell, the Oculus Rift is a nice piece of hardware. Like, I did put
one
on.
Well, most of the work was done for them.
That's true. They just bought somebody else's work.
Yeah.
Which is what we do whenever we go to the store.
Yeah. You know? And, sure. You know, they may have kept some of the original designers on, so who knows what all that's about. But the idea of the metaverse, Mark, what have you heard about it?
It's a virtual reality world where you can, meet. It's like Facebook and Second Life combined. So it's this virtual reality world where you can do so much stuff, and it'll be great.
But what is the difference between the
it'll
metaverse
be great and stuff?
Yeah, well, that's what we're being said.
Well, what is the difference, though, between the metaverse, quote-unquote, and virtual reality as we've known it up until this point? Like, why is this new concept coming in? Is there something different about the so-called metaverse?
It's Facebook's virtual reality. It's their own proprietary virtual reality in their own space.
Okay. That is incorrect.
That's the Meta World, which they do have a version of the metaverse that they're calling Meta. It gets really stupid, but of course it was bound to once Facebook took the name Meta for themselves. But I think Meta is like
That's one instance
of the metaverse.
So Facebook has something that they've introduced called Horizon Worlds.
That's what I was thinking.
It is a virtual meeting space.
Okay.
So my understanding of having, being pitched by the mainstream media has been pitching this on behalf of Microsoft and Meta and, other big megatech corporations saying, this is the next big thing. Forget about phones. This is where things are going. You're going to be shopping in the metaverse. You're going to be having meetings in the metaverse. You're going to still be playing video games. So basically the idea is virtual reality used to be just for gaming. And now they're trying to open it up to all these other potential applications. That's essentially what the metaverse is. It's widening
the
marketing for VR.
If I think about where I go in a given week, it's either out to eat or to a grocery store, right? Mm-hmm. By and large, that's where I'm going. There may be workouts and things like that, and I think it will work for that too, right? Like imagine attending a virtual jazzercise class or whatever the version is. Well, you could do it. What's the difference? Of going to a real one and going to one that's...
Well, one, you have a clunky-ass piece of hardware on your head that might make things a little bit more complicated, although the hardware will get smaller over the years, likely.
Yeah, and
but you also don't feel the wind in your hair and all of these other things that you'll experience when you're doing jazzercise on the side of the mountain or whatever.
Well, I've never done jazzercise on the side of the mountain, so...
Then what's the point of using the VR?
It's in a classroom.
Okay.
Because I didn't have to travel there.
Oh, okay. It's for homebodies.
Well, I mean,
it's for COVID people. It's for vegetables who want to not live in the real world.
Well, it is interesting that the marketing for Metaverse really started to roll out during COVID as people were being told, hey, it's okay to just stay at home and never see other human beings. In fact, here's this new technology that you can use to take that to a new level entirely.
You can have an online dance party now.
Oh, God.
I remember that.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it, Mark. You're right. The metaverse is virtual reality, but it's no longer limited to just video games.
I like the idea of going to the grocery store on the metaverse. Like,
why?
Hold on. I'm going to tell you why.
Stupid idea. But yeah, I do want to hear your point.
So I can go there and I can pick up things, right? Uh-huh. Like I can look at the products and I can look at presumably the label.
You can see the bruises on the fruit even?
No, you can't see that.
No, you can't do that.
No, you can't see the bruises on the fruit. You're going to get your fruit the way they, whomever.
You'll get whatever they pick for
decides.
You, right?
And currently the grocery stores are trying to make this happen. They've got big racks that are empty of people getting their food delivered and stuff like, you know, it's just going to be piled up there. I don't feel like you can really do the going out to eat experience, but
no.
You can sure have the food delivered to you. The same food. You can pay Applebee's, you know, this incredible markup to make your food for you.
So,
and then you go and sit in a virtual Applebee's and eat their wing dingers.
We've already seen a version of this, not per se grocery store, but there is a Walmart Metaverse app apparently, or some sort of virtual reality Walmart.
So Metaverse isn't a proprietary term used by Facebook.
It is not.
Okay.
Metaverse is this. It's some sci-fi author, I think, a couple decades or a few decades
ago. I've heard the term.
Came up with the term.
Yeah.
So.
It's also used in cosmology and, you know, theoretical physics, all that kind of stuff. But I think the best way to understand it here is that it's virtual reality, but it's not just video games anymore.
It's other things, right? Meetings and shopping and things like that. So we watched, this is several months ago, on the Tuesday night episode, I believe, we watched some of this footage from this Walmart shopping VR experience. And, oh, my God, it is just numbingly bad to watch this.
Even if it was great, though, I don't understand, Mark. What is the benefit this has versus just going to, like, Walmart.com and choosing your items from, like, a drop list or clicking add to cart or whatever?
That seems like it would be faster, right?
It would be faster and easier.
You watch this guy clunkily go down an aisle in VR world and, like, reach out to the shelf and try to grab the item. And, of course, it's all moving around like crazy because, you know, the tracking isn't so great on these things. And, like, if you're shivering a little bit or whatever, and then the thing's moving on you. And it's just clunky. Now, is it going to get better? Yeah, it'll probably get better. But, again, why not just use drop-down menus and order the stuff that you want on the web?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. teamgaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Phones are open if you want to join us here. The number is 603-283-6160. It's been a little while since we got into the so-called metaverse, and it's back in the news again. Aria's got a story she's going to tell us a little bit about here. Zuckerberg from Facebook, now known as Meta, is he going to ruin his entire business over this? I think that's kind of the gist of where you're going with this.
Man, that's my view of it, and I'm not the only one who seems to think so, according to these employees, but...
Well, Facebook is already going, and it's in decline, right? The number of users has been going down. The demographics have been shifting as younger people are moving over to TikTok and wherever else it is younger people have been going to.
I like the way that social media is going. It's less about talking about one's life. I hate TikTok. I like TikTok, but I hate TikTok. But social media used to be, like Facebook in particular, it's all about broadcasting your life for the entire world to see, your relationship status, mm-hmm. your breakup, your drama, all right. of this stuff. And I hated that about it. Because, I mean, I feel like you should keep these details about your life private. But most people don't. And I always dislike that about social media in general, is that it just sort of encourages this type of narcissism, where everyone wants to see pictures of my grandkids. Look, lady, no one wants to see pictures of your grandkids. The only reason they're clicking like on your picture of your grandkids is so that you return the favor one day and click like on their picture of their grandkids.
Good point. I like that their life is going well. I like that they're happy.
Happy are they, though, if they feel the need to broadcast that to social media?
Oh, I'll tell you. I'll show you pictures of my kid anytime you want to take a look.
Yeah. On social media?
I generally don't put it on social media.
All right. There we go. There's the difference.
Well, just because they don't have the same filter I have, that's okay. I'm happy to see pictures of their kids on social media.
I don't think it's about filtering. I think it's about using it for different purposes, right? Like, if you were to go on vacation, I don't feel like you would be constantly posting your vacation photos to Instagram and Facebook. Sure, you do that. I have some on Instagram and mm-hmm. Facebook. But that's like, it's tertiary to your vacation itself.
Right. It is not my vacation to post on, and I almost never, just a little secret about my social media, I almost never will post a picture while I'm there.
Right.
So if you see a picture from Prague, it's because I've left.
that's understandable. But most
which
people
can
don't...
be a little confusing. Somebody will say, "Hey, I'm in Prague too.
And let's get lunch."
Let's
but most people don't operate that way. They use Facebook and Twitter in general just to largely talk about themselves, and that's fine. But it creates this illusion that other people are interested in that, and I don't think that's really the case. TikTok, on the other hand, is a platform where people try to be as weird as possible in order to get likes and views, as far as I can tell. Like, they just
try to be creative.
I don't know if creative is even the word I would use.
Some are. Some try to be funny. Some try to be creative. And some just dance. Right?
I think so most of them are just trying to be weird. They're just trying to do something that's just so weird and so zany and so unusual that people click like to it. And I guess that's fine, but I would rather people do something that's
genuinely... Well, you can be weird and suck at it, and you can be weird and entertaining at it, right? So, like, the people that are entertaining, hopefully, are the ones that are more likely to get the attention. But that's
different. Well, that's how we got 11,000 views, right?
Yeah, well, and that's
weird,
just
taking
a picture, right?
Yeah.
So that's the point I think you're making with TikTok, is that there's more to it.
It is, and it's not so much about, you know, this is what... You don't see very many videos about, this is what happened in my day-to-day, or...
Oh, that exists.
Does it?
Yeah, that exists out there. It's just...
Not a whole lot of it, though.
Well, I don't know about that, Ari. See, the thing is, like, your experience on TikTok is going to be different than somebody else.
Well, see, I don't watch videos on TikTok. And if I do, I don't, like, go out of my way to search for them. I just, whatever is there when I booted up TikTok, that's what was there. Right.
Like the things that it was showing you?
Yeah. I never told it what I was interested in when I created my account.
You didn't press like on anything or whatever?
No. It just it booted up, and here's a bunch of half-naked chicks dancing. I was like, all right, well, there we go. That's what TikTok is. And I didn't necessarily object to it for obvious reasons, but I didn't go out of my way to look for it either.
I suspect the girls dancing is a fairly large category on TikTok. And I bet you there's a number of those people who will, on their other videos, be telling you about what their day includes and that they're going shopping and that all kinds of IRL stuff.
A lot of, from what I can tell, a lot of those people, those gals, make their living being interesting in whatever way they're interesting, which is sexy.
They're not that interesting. Yeah, they're just pretty.
They think that that's interesting.
Yes. I think that may work on, like, Instagram, but I'm not so sure too many people are making careers out of
TikTok. Well, I have never, to be honest, whatever the distinction between TikTok and Instagram is, I don't know it. Because I only use Instagram.
Well, they're entirely different social media platforms. And I'm new to TikTok. I'm not an expert on it. So
I'll
someone
have Bonnie
out there
pull it up. I'll have Bonnie pull up some of these girls. Like, she knows who some of them are. Was it D'Amelio's? Was that TikTok? Were they TikTok stars? But that's where they made it? On TikTok? Yeah.
So I mean, it's really interesting. I don't object, right? And I've seen some TikTok videos that are, you know, pretty entertaining. I watched them. I'm like, man, that was pretty good.
There's these two, like, twin rich girls from, from Connecticut who they wanted to be like the Kardashians or something. So they just started dancing on TikTok. And now people follow them, even though they're just completely vapid and uninteresting and ridiculously dumb.
Like the Kardashians.
Right.
So that's a big category.
Well, I'll tell you.
Well, how about the Cash Me Outside girl? That's what she did.
Is she on there?
I'm sure she is.
Probably is.
She
right?
tried to have a rap career or something afterwards.
She did, yeah. Bad Barbie.
I just remember that it did not quite work. But, I mean, it was like they said on Family Guy, right? America loves hot, half-naked jailbait.
That's about right.
And, I mean, we can deny that reality all we want, but it's a simple statement of fact. There's a reason these 15-year-olds dancing in bikinis and booty shorts are so popular.
Well, TikTok's an international platform, too, right? So the argument would be that the entire world
I'm sure that. The entire world does, but Americans are... not subtle about it.
Well, I must say that I watch people of all sorts dance on Instagram.
Sure.
And I will continue to do so. I'm interested in, there's all kinds. Like, there's big fat guys, all kinds of things. And I think that's all
interesting. How much time do you spend watching big fat guys dancing on Instagram, Mark?
Maybe once a week you'll see a video.
Really?
Yeah.
That's... more videos of fat naked guys dancing. Than,
I didn't say naked.
Okay, I don't know why I said naked, but that's more videos of fat guys dancing than I watched in probably.
My feed actually just looks at the dance as opposed to like the movement of humans.
Oh, of course, yes.
As
yes.
opposed to
you're watching the 15-year-old dance because it's an art form.
I'm not saying there aren't extraordinarily attractive women, but dance is an art form, separate from that.
Yes. It's aesthetically pleasing. I get it. Yeah, it's definitely aesthetically pleasing.
By the way, Bad Bobby, since you brought her up, a.k.a. Danielle Bregoli, I just looked her up on TikTok. She is at 6.5 million followers. See, so she's doing just fine.
Now, followers on TikTok, from what I can tell, it's meaningless. My sister has like 47,000 or something like that followers on TikTok. And I look, and Free Talk Live's video average views is like stomping her. She'll get like 200 or 300 on average.
Wait, who?
My sister.
Oh, okay.
200 or 300.
She has how many followers?
Views of like 47,000.
Okay.
It's exactly what we see on YouTube and Facebook, where, yeah, sure, on Facebook we have 77,000 followers or whatever, but on one of our videos we might have five people who actually watch it.
Yeah, but she's getting millions of views.
That's because she's hot, naked, jailbait.
Well, she was.
I suspect she's over 18 at this point, because it's been some years.
Well, now she's just hot and naked.
Mm-hmm. But she was certainly jailbait at the time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's why America loved her so much. She was jailbait with attitude.
Plus, she's trashy.
Yeah.
Super trashy.
Yes, she really was.
She really, really fostered that image, too, from what I could tell.
And America loves it. She was tremendously successful, and she still is somewhat successful. So, I mean, good for her for that, I guess.
Here she is twerking in her second most recent video.
What's important?
See, now I got to look her up on TikTok.
What's important is that she's sufficiently attractive woman that she doesn't actually have to get a job.
But the thing is, she's not attractive at all. Like, maybe.
I mean,
well, she was at one point. I don't know.
She's one of those girls that as soon as she opens her mouth, you're like, get out of, go away.
I see. I'm talking about physically attractive.
Yeah. You're absolutely right, man. Like, I can look at her all day long, but as soon as she starts talking, I'm like, will you please shut up? Someone put something in this girl's mouth.
Right.
She's an idiot.
Yeah.
So, all of this to talk about the metaverse, right?
Where, which is the direction that Facebook or Mark Zuckerberg wants social media to go. He
somehow
wants to
we're supposed to believe that the, you know, people watching dancing girls on TikTok, real actual video of that, is somehow going to be supplanted and eventually replaced by awkwardly animated digital representations, avatars that don't look anything like real people in these interactive worlds.
They don't even have legs.
Not yet. Facebook's working on the legs. So Facebook,
soon with legs,
aka Meta, has this app called Horizon Worlds. This their big metaverse app that they've been pitching, and it's just a glorified Zoom meeting, basically, except without video windows. It's people in a virtual room sitting around a table. That's what they're pushing.
The terrible graphics, yeah.
And it looks awful. And everyone's just top halves, so there's no legs on the characters.
You mentioned the Atari 2600 earlier. It is better than that.
Step up from Atari 2600, but not much higher. The number is 603-283-6160. But is this going to ruin Zuckerberg's business? And that's the question we're going to look into coming up here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 2 is...
The stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.